What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Shelby's World Podcast. What's up, Queen?
What's happening? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm back over here on the East Coast, baby, because that West Coast gave me life.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We are recording today on a wonderful Tuesday, May 25th. Y'all never really see us on Tuesdays, but not only are we here today for a special reason, but we have an event this Saturday. So we're going to be using some of this content for some promo. So we're going to go ahead and get it kind of like popping to make sure that Saturday has a good vibe. You know, we vibe out and we know who we vibing out to. So we're going to get the show started today and we're going to bring out our guest. So that we can find out a little bit more about him and what he'll be bringing to the funny this Saturday. So what's up, Queen?
Man, what is going on? One quick funny thing. I ain't even going to say this person's name, but they're going to be at the brunch. And that was like, one of my old girls called me like, what is the attire? Because it's a brunch convo. And I was like, she was thinking that it was Converse. I'll tell you who it is later, but I ain't mean to put you on the spot, friend, but I ain't tell your name.
You ain't tell your name. It's safe. And it could be a mistaken.
That's what me and her said. I was like, no, girl. She was like, cause girl, I ain't got to look upset myself. I ain't got no damn Converse. I say, shit, I don't
even. I have Converse, but we're going to talk about that after the show.
It was interesting when she said it. So I was like, no, just come casual chic. Come casual chic. You know you're going to be taking pictures, so you know you come picture ready.
Correct. That's the main thing. So, you know, what's up, E? What's happening?
Hey, E.
You know, thank you for tuning in, my brother. You always keep us popping. What's happening? So, how we're going to do the show today is that we're going to kind of bring the guest on after the intro. We normally do it anyway to where we bring the guest on after the introduction so that we can kind of like have them involved in the conversation for the day. And it's a Freestyle Wednesday show as well as an interview. So, well, Freestyle Tuesday show as well as an interview. Y'all, I got to get used to the day being Tuesday because Wednesday is the idea way through the week point. And I'm forgetting all about that. This is not Wednesday.
It's not Wednesday, Queen. It's not Wednesday. It's not.
Okay. But yeah, we're so excited about brunch conversations this Saturday. So we're going to go ahead and bring our funny man, Mr. Oliver Mitchell, and let him talk a little bit about himself as we ask him a few questions. And hopefully we can get a little bit of funny out of him. Hopefully. Maybe. So let's bring them out.
I don't know the rest of that.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Can't complain.
Oh, let me get all the way in the camera because I feel like I'm out of the camera. Okay. All right. Well, this is, I'm Queen. I'm Shell. And this is Queen
now
C.
I'm Queen C.
So tell Mr. Mitchell, what's happening?
And don't be acting like you shy either on here with us, because, baby, we like to laugh, all that good stuff.
You know, just doing one show at a time, you know. It's been kind of slow since the pandemic, but things are starting to pick up. So I've been just been trying to travel, do the shows as I can, you know, get my name out there.
That's really dope. So can you, before, so, okay, tell us how Mr. Mitchell became a comedian. Tell us how that began.
I'm naturally funny. It was more like building up the guts to get on stage. And I blame my sister because I kept going to her like, you know what? If I was a comedian, you think this joke would be funny? So after like five jokes, she was like, you know what? I don't want to hear nothing else until you put that shit to use. So I put it to use and I've been doing pretty good ever since. Started out doing some pre-shows and now I'm starting to, you know, get to a point where I can charge. But it ain't even about the money. I do it for the love. Mm-hmm. For the people that's going through something, you come to a show, you're like, you know what? I've had people come up to me and thank me for the show. Like, man, I'm going through something and I really needed this laugh. And that made my day. And just seeing the people smile when I'm on stage and like, I'm in control. Like, that shit just do something else to me.
That's real dope, actually, because then that lets you know just how much more it's about the passion than it is about the glory.
Yeah, so, and the fame.
Yeah. And that's an interesting twist because you hear a lot of comedians say that it was their family that kind of pushed them and urged them to get started, but not that they ever felt like they were funny themselves. Like it was always somebody else telling them that they was funny. So you said you naturally funny. So explain to me how the naturally.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like rat, like, I don't know how you say the new, cause I still say, oh, you trying to crack. okay. Yeah. Drop a natural joke about the pandemic.
Y'all breaking up a little bit.
Hello, you can hear us? Queen.
A little bit, you breaking up a little bit.
You good? Hold your hands up.
I'm good.
I'm good. Wave your hands. Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, I think it's strong.
Hold on one second. I can hear you now. Say something.
It's just chopping up a little bit.
It sounds like your phone going in and out.
I'm on the hand now. But if y'all can hear me clear, I can tell a little.
Yeah, that's going in and out. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Yes.
So give me one second, y'all. What I'm going to do is close him out and then bring him back in. But Queen, while we doing that, I'm going to
Well, I can tell you about our sponsors.
That's what I was about to say.
Our sponsors, shout out to our sponsors. I don't have my stuff on me right now, but every one of the sponsors that paid for sponsorship with the Queen's Brunch. What? That's a new one there. Write it down, Queen. For Brunch Conversations with SW Podcast. Big out to all the sponsors and everyone, but big ups to our sponsors that are weekly sponsors, Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG for all your catering and event needs that you may need for this summer. You know, it's wedding season, graduation, and all of that stuff. So make sure you go follow Shelby's Bistro on IG. Big ups to our other sponsor, J2 Couture. As we know, J2 Couture Cosmetics, fashion, custom-made wigs. Check out J2 Couture on IG or on their website at j2couture.com. They are also on Facebook as well. Shout out to our Freedom Train team, Joe and Patrick. Freedom Train Radio, where you can catch all the podcast shows that's a part of the Freedom Train Radio team. Man, look, it's so many of us on here, baby, and all the shows.
Well, let me give a shout out to all of them, though. We got Leslie on the screen. We got Enigma Sep Hour, the hip hop show. We got On the Shoulders of Giants with Joe, and then we got another Freedom Train Radio with Joe and Pat. So that's all of our podcasts that are. Oh no, wait, it's one more.
Don't forget about
Clifford Show. I can't forget about Clifford. I can't forget about Clifford. So yeah, we got one more with we got six podcasts actually on Freedom Train now. So anytime you want to get on there, check out whatever you're in the mood for.
Yes.
It's on Freedom Train, like straight up. There's nothing that you cannot be, that you could be looking for that's not on Freedom Train. History, news, facts, comedy, sports, music, in the know, black people, all black talk, black power, black this, black that, everything. All on Freedom Train. So there's never a dull moment, and there's never a time that you will not know what you need to be checking out on Freedom Train. I'm telling you.
It's the bomb. It really is. So shout out to all our Freedom Train family. And make sure you always, and I mean always, go to YouTube and start following Shelby's World Podcast, and also on IG as well. Leave your comments, all of that stuff. We love feedback, no matter if it's good or bad, because we all need improvement in some area of our lives. Just don't be too crazy, though, because we will clap back now. I'm just letting you know now. We queens. But we know how to throw shade too, but we ain't about throwing that shade. So, you know, big up to all our sponsors, man. Look, we appreciate everyone that tune in every Wednesday with us that has been supporting, you know, Shelby's World Podcast from the beginning. Like, we appreciate y'all. Look, and if you ain't got your ticket yet for Saturday, baby, you better hurry up because we about to be out soon.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Okay. So you had some people dropping by on the comments saying that you always been funny. So, you know, big up to that. Yes. So you back with us? You can hear us now? Okay. Wow. Mr. Mitchell's still trying to get in and connect with us. We're going to, I'm going to go ahead and do our quote of the day. And then we'll jump over to him back in a minute, y'all. Check him out. So our quote of the day is, comedy, we may say, is society protecting itself with a smile. Author unknown. And thank you, Mr. Anderson, about keeping up the great work. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. So our quote of the day is something that I always think that comedy is for. Like, if you cannot use something funny to change your mood or help you be in a better mood, then something really ailing you. You really need more than the normal. So comedy to me has always been a relief form. I'll run to that if I'm feeling sad or if I just need a little pick me up with laughter. So Queen, Mr. Mitchell, you there? You hear us?
Yes, man.
You can hear us.
Still bad. I'm home, connected to the network, but it's still breaking up.
To your network.
Bit. You might have to step outside and get on your regular internet instead of your Wi-Fi. But I said you may have to use your regular service instead of your Wi-Fi and have to turn off your Wi-Fi on your phone, because I know sometimes at home, if too many devices are connected to mine, it starts acting wonky. So, but yeah. So, Queen, what you think? What you think about the quote?
I like the quote, and it kind of put you what we was talking about the week before last when it comes down to music and how music soothes the soul when you're going through stuff, and that's the same thing with laughter. Mm-hmm. The same thing with laughter, like, man, you can have the most downest day ever, but something funny come, it's just like you look, especially one of them laughs that you gasping for air.
So retarded.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, so it's good. Laughter is good for the soul. It is good for the soul. So, you know, I love it. A good laugh, and especially somebody that's genuinely funny. that can have you rolling, that, like I say, have you gasping for air, your stomach hurting and everything because you're trying to be laughing so hard
ain't
that you can't
like
even breathe. Yeah.
Ain't so, nothing like a real good laugh.
Everybody needs that.
Tell us about an instance with you, something that and what comedy has done for you. But beyond the fact that you get to use it to go out and make other people laugh, how do you utilize it in your own daily life? Oh, I got to mute it. Sorry about that. Hold on one second. Ooh, I had you muted, baby. Say it again.
I got a daughter and she's 11. And when we get together, it's like silly and silly. When we together, it's, she keep me going. And sometimes I use like what we go through as material, but mm-hmm. just being able to smile, like the folks I know with the folks I work with, they know I do comedy. So they just know I'm coming to work with the BS. We're gonna have fun while we at work.
And you know, they already know what time it is.
They know what time it is when I clock in. On both jobs, I act the fool.
That's what's up, though.
So, where was your first show? When was the first time that you knew you wanted to take comedy outside of your living room?
I told one of my good friends that I wanted to do comedy. So once he reached out to the guy and got me set up to perform, I knew I'd come back down. I knew I couldn't let him down. But it was actually my first time performing was at a rap show. So during the halftime, they put me up there to try to make these folks laugh when they come to, you know, listen to music. So that was real tough to try to make a crowd laugh who was there to listen to music. But it was at Riverfront out there in Midway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my first time on the show. I got halfway through my set and somebody was like, "What is Sam, man?" And I'm like, "Oh shit. Why are you saying this to me?" But I was still telling my folks. They said, "What is Sam, man?" And okay, I said one more joke and somebody said, "Don't quit your day job." And my response was, "Mofo, don't quit your day job." And after I got off stage, people were still like, "Man, you did good. You did good." And I'm gonna tell you why you can't invite your family nowhere, because I had my sisters them, and they wanted to fight the people who said the little comment.
They ready to throw them hands, baby. What y'all said? He is funny.
It was
wow.
It was a learning. And so I had to take that moment and just realize, like, what would you say to a comedian on stage that ain't funny? I had to think of everything that somebody would say, and I put it in my head. So next time somebody says something, we're going to make the show about you.
that's funny, though, because if you notice that a lot of comedians will take a target person in the audience and start going in on them. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they say something or they got an issue with the show. They go, it's like, oh, we're going to start over here. We're going to jump on this person. We're going to do this and make everybody laugh off you at your expense. Have you ever had the opportunity to do that, though?
Nah, because like once they play my theme song, I had a crowd. It's like I don't give them a chance to even get out of the rhythm. I'm going to keep them rolling with jokes after jokes because people come to a comedy show to laugh. Like, nobody wants to be the butt of nobody's joke. So you're going to have a good time. You're going to see that old school Comic View BT comedy when I'm on stage. That's the feeling I bring. It ain't.
That's that good laugh.
It ain't no, what do you call two people sitting in the car at night type joke. I got stories. Like it build up like storyline jokes. You can actually like yourself in the jokes. And most of my jokes, people ask me like, "Man, did that happen for real?" Because it sounds like it's so true. And it's that's my gift.
Are a lot of your jokes based on real life stuff though?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Something happened. Like, you know what? How can I turn it to a joke? And I just find a way to turn it to a joke, and I'll test it out on my friend, and be like, oh yeah, that's funny. You need to add that in your set, and I try it out, and then depending on how I word it up, that's how funny mm-hmm. it would be. But
do you write them down?
I write them down, but I don't. I write like the title of the joke. I got my title of the joke. Okay. I don't have to, because I kind of like freestyle. I do the same jokes. Like, I end it the same, but like when I word it up, I word it up different depending on where I'm at. Because if I do shows here in Tallahassee, of course I got new material. But if I go out of town and they never see me perform, I can pretty much stick to the set that I got.
Uh-huh.
But I do write, I don't write as much, but I like the joke out. I write the title of the joke, so I got like jokes labeled like ticket in the mail joke, like stuck it fast joke. I just got them labeled, but I know them by heart. I don't mm-hmm. I probably don't perform. I've been doing shows since 2015, and I probably perform probably about over 20 times.
Okay.
So I can give you 15 minutes. I can give you 15 minutes off rip like it ain't nothing. But when I add new stuff in, I got to figure out how each joke going to tie into the next one. But I'm real passionate about my jokes.
I do pretty good. And you should be.
With the passion. Go ahead. You heard me. You can go ahead.
What'd you say?
No, go ahead with what you was about to say.
No, like I was saying, like naturally funny. Like I can get with my friends and we'll just sit there and wild out and just have a good time. I get with my family members. We'll get together and we'll all laugh and kiki, or we tell stories. And I was actually the class clown in my class when I graduated. And that was just like, it was some funny people. Like out of the class I graduated with, but it was more like people would stop me in the class, or they would stop me in the hallway, like, man, you coming to sixth period? Because it just be that dead if I ain't in class. It's just I do my work and then I find a way to make everybody laugh.
And you tell jokes. You do your work and tell jokes. I want you to do a joke for us. Something that you can naturally come off your dome with and do it right now. Like drop it for us.
Like right now? You see what this is? Mm-hmm. This is a ticket in the mail. They trying to suspend my license right now. Because you remember back in the day they had those red light cameras? When you run the red light and they catch your tag under the red light.
Yes.
They're trying to suspend my license right now for $317. They sent a ticket in the mail, $317, when my car froze under the red light. I'm going to fix their ass. So I took a picture of $317 and I sent that shit to their ass. This how you know a white person work on the other end. They sent a picture from handcuffs. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go and pay that because I ain't got time to be going to jail.
They sent a picture of handcuffs. So, okay. Growing up, okay. So tell me where you fit in your sibling. Where you fit into your sibling thing,
ma'am?
Can you wait? We okay.
Be quiet. She said, "I'm gonna call her, ma'am."
Please, don't, ma'am. Okay, so tell me where you fit in with your siblings. Like, are you where, like, beginning, middle, third? Where you fall? Where you fall?
Ooh, my mom had 5 kids, and my dad. I got 6 sisters and 4 brothers. On my mom's side, I'm the second oldest. And on my dad's side, I'm the youngest.
Okay. So have you ever had comedic battles with your siblings? Like y'all ever got into that? Y'all ever got into the whole like you put on a comedy show at the house? Have you ever been able to like use them as your audience base, like to practice on? Because like people like that gonna give you that criticism you looking for. So were they some of your first audience, some of your first fans? Explain that. Explain the relationship of how your jokes and stuff and being a comedian in the family played into, you know, growing up. Because I only ask that because I want you to explain something like that because people, we got a question too. Hold on, you got a question. It said, you see what the question is?
Do you ever repeat jokes at a different show?
Yes. If I go to repeat that because I don't know why I'm thinking that's you typing and what you just said. But I do use my family. Yeah,
do you ever repeat jokes at a different show? Like,
he got a little bit. He got a little bit of a delay. So every time I talk, I try to give him a little second. So you coming in a little bit after us, Oliver. But the question was, do you ever repeat jokes at different shows?
You said, it's still breaking up. I'm sorry. I got this cheap ass phone from City Trends.
No, don't do that.
Bruh, it's time for a new
one. I heard a little part of it, but because he was breaking up. But my family, I always been a comedian in the family, but they be trying to give me jokes. They be like, bro, come to the house. Me and Bae thought of some jokes, and they be some pretty good stuff. But it's like, man, I got my set on how my jokes go in. But when I go somewhere else new, that's when I do my new material. They love it. I went to Fort Walton Beach. I ain't know nobody. I had my cousin come from Alabama, which they're a lot closer to Fort Walton Beach than I am. They showed up, him and his wife, and me seeing them, that like calmed me down because I'd be so pumped up and like, you know what, ready. But just having just having my family there, they always they'll come when they can, but they my biggest support system, my family. They always I mean, you doing any shows yet? But I got something cooking up. But I definitely use them. We'll sit down and I test out my new material on them. But they're pretty supportive. They don't show up all the time because they got to work, but they pretty supportive. All I need is all I need is a microphone.
Oh my God,
Jim. I don't care who.
I like that. I like that fact that you're able to at least use your family as a beacon, as an audience base. Mm-hmm. Because for one, like I say, family is going to be some of your biggest critics. And I also like the fact that they're even interested in trying to help you build material. Because a lot of people don't use their time and investment time to do that for people. Like when you in your lane, they feel like that's your lane. And that's not something they should try to step into. So that's real good that you got people on here that's willing to back you and support you in that method in that way. So That's a blessing. So what's another question I wanted to ask? Because I don't want you to let me see. I had a question about you said you had a daughter for one with your daughter, and I know, and because I saw one of your shows and you was talking about thought. I was watching one of your one of your old shows where you were talking about thoughts or whatever, and and you was like I feel like my sometimes my daughter may have thought potential. Why? When I heard that, I was dying. Now explain
what?
Explain that. How that joke came about?
Because listen,
not the baby girl.
So I like, you know what? I figured like, you know what? That'll be my theme song to come out to. So I just kind of like get people familiar with the song when I come out, and I let it play a little bit, let the chorus play, and I'd be like, cut it. Y'all didn't want no scrub back then. Well, guess what? It's 2021. We don't want no thought, and this is how this song gonna go. And I just start saying the song that I remade, which is no, I don't want no thought. A thought is a kid that can't get no cash from me. Staying at a home girl house, eating snow crabs. All for EBT.
Not the snow crabs. Why not the snow crabs?
This man said he don't want no thigh. A no thigh, thigh is a...
So, and
staying at the girl, staying at the girlfriend house. Eating snow crabs.
It was funny.
Damn.
It was funny. With an EBT card. Wait, no. EBT. Something like that. And I was dying laughing because I was like,
So that is your intro when you come out on stage every time. What an intro.
Well, I switch it up, but for the most part, if I do shows in the area, yeah. And I just I'd be so amped once they play that song and I hear that song, you know what? The energy is just gonna be through the roof, and it all depends on how well the audience take to the joke. I can do like a few more thought songs, or to I take it back to the Temptation days, and I do a song from the days that they were singing, or I do something like more like the '90s. It all depends on how the crowd is, or if I need to go straight to the jokes after my intro. I come in. It's just how the crowd is, but once. If I went to Thomasville, Georgia last year, this setup was so crazy. It was like the Apollo. It was like they had balcony up and the people down below. And them folks came to have a good time. And I showed my ass that night.
We definitely can't wait to hear some of your banter this Saturday, because people coming to hear the funny, they want to know what you're talking about. They want to be able to record a little bit of your set so they can share and talk about you. You know, that's what we do now. We pull out iPhones for everything.
Everything.
And you know, and promo time is always when you get to get good promo, like stuff like this, like even though it's a small event, because it is a small event, but even though it's a small event, you still is people get to hear and learn about who you are, because I'm right here from Tallahassee. I've never heard of you until recently. And literally I just said, I'm looking for a comedian, and somebody called your name. And so, you know, that means people talking about you, people know what's going on, it's somebody that's from Tallahassee, but not nobody who live in Tallahassee. So, you know, that means
somebody had to stop. Somebody had to reach out. That's what's up. I mean, somebody ain't even from Tallahassee. We're from Tallahassee, but that just goes to show that somebody like somebody watching, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta keep my
Most going. Definitely.
Yep, somebody's always watching. So when you think about it that way,
I'm gonna have a Netflix.
That's right. That's right. That's real now. You got to go on and put that in the making.
Manifest that thing.
So we're looking forward to having you this Saturday. I know I said, Joe, you so shout out to my thoughts are important. I can't with Joe. Joe, shout out. But just on another note, let's talk about a little bit what's going to be going on at the brunch. We are definitely going to have some good little brunch food, of course. But we got the unlimited mimosas. We got his mic because he's breaking up real bad. So we got the breakfast, the unlimited mimosas. We're gonna have the little gift bags that's gonna have a couple of little items in it, you know, for coming out and supporting us. But we're the conversation. That's
what's gonna be good.
Yes, the conversation is something that we're looking forward to because when you have the opportunity to have a different set of people in your audience that are not all your age, that are not, you know, but they're wanting to be in the midst of what's going on because they have some of the same common interests in life or in their relationships, in their day-to-day situations, you know, just things of that nature. So this is going to be interesting, Queen, because we're going to get feedback from different areas, yeah, different walks.
I can't wait. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Yes, it's going to be real good. It's going to be really good. I was thinking the other day about bringing, you know, I know we're going to do, you know, have people to take pictures. We're going to take pictures and all that. But I was trying to think about how we could incorporate Funny Man Oliver Mitchell with the photos, you know. So he can give him, if people want, you good, you think you good with that, Mr. Mitchell? You think you,
get your photo op.
You good for the photo op?
You breaking up. What you say?
Now, I'm going to go ahead and cut you down right there. Let me go ahead and tell you right now to stop saying that I'm breaking up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All of it. Are you good with the photo op? Oh, he reading the comments. He reading the comments. Joe say, why you ain't put his comment up there, Queen?
Where that?
y'all know what? That's what the photo today was about, laughter. Being able to laugh.
Yes, sir. Now, yeah. Oliver, listen, I really wish your phone weren't breaking up so much. Huh?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I said, I'm not this nervous on stage. I know I look nervous, but once, like, listen, you got to see, like, me in action. And both my parents gone, and I knew my mama would have been my biggest supporter. I could just see her right now just looking down and being so proud. Like, you know what? They got my baby. And just me knowing what her reaction would have been.
Yeah.
When I told her, like, mom, guess what? I'm doing comedy. You know what I'm saying? I never got that chance because I just started doing it. She passed away in 2011. But I just know she up there smiling. Mm-hmm. My crazy ass boy up on stage. Mm-hmm.
That's real, though. That's real.
That's a blessing to even be able to have the moment just to think, you know, just to know. Because even if they're not here, they're here. So yeah. Always in spirit. I know you know. So that's nothing we got to tell you, but that's just a reminder. But yes, I don't think we didn't get the answer to the question about the photo op because he was reading the questions about the snow crab.
The snow crab.
But, yeah. But we're gonna check in with him. I text them this week to make sure it's okay that we do the photo ops with him. We'll have all the lights and stuff. I know you'll have all your lights there so we can have some good, you know. But we have some good lights. We want to make sure that we get a lot of footage of you doing your set so that we can make sure that you can utilize some of that. I'm sorry. I got you muted right now, Mr. Mitchell, because your phone was cutting in and out on the screen. So I got you muted right now. If you want to say something, just let me know. I definitely unmute you. But I didn't want it to keep breaking up during your conversation. But I do want to say this. We really appreciate you even offering your services to us and being able to come out and, you know, giving up your afternoon on a Saturday when you could be spending time with your child, with your family, somewhere making that change. So we really appreciate you coming to our show, being a part of our set that day and coming into our space and giving us good energy. So you got anything you want to say to us to close out? Like what you got?
No, I want to thank y'all for having me, you know. I appreciate this opportunity to grow. So this won't be the first time I'm going to be on y'all's show, and I'm going to get better at these interviews. It's my first little interview.
Oh, what?
When they get down the road.
Really?
Once we get further down.
We got you, bro. We got you.
It's only better.
It's gonna continue to prosper. Trust me. As you continue to grow, things will continue to pop out for you to do, and everything will continue to fall into place. Because the more you grow, the more serious you get about what you're doing, and the more things happen for you. So
most definitely.
Yeah. So congratulations. We're happy, definitely happy to know that you're going to be a part of the show Saturday and a part of the event. So you come out, get you a drink, get you a breakfast plate, sit down. Get started, then we bring you up there. I don't know if you're gonna eat before or after Joe. You can wear or not wear your good drawers. We don't care.
We don't care, Joe.
I'm gonna be clean, Joe. That's all. but on a serious note, yes, definitely come out so you can enjoy yourself and be able to relax and stuff before your set because we're looking forward to it. Get up there, tell your stories, make us laugh. Make us choke while they're drinking their mimosas because they're gonna be drinking.
Now we don't want you to be. We don't want nobody choking. Cause see, COVID out here.
Just
and I am certified to do CPR, but I ain't certified to do no CPR. Oh, nobody during the pandemic. I'm just sorry.
I don't know about that.
Plastic bag, please. Plastic bag.
Nobody.
Don't break it up. I guess my phone with the mess up, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Oliver, you're going to have to come. You're going to have to go back on and rewatch this video.
Queen said you're going to have to come back and rewatch the video, though.
So you can get all the laughs. And see, you come back, watch this video, because then that's some more material you can actually have for Saturday and every other show since this your first interview. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad we were able to catch you and do your first interview. Oh, yeah.
I might have some material off this interview.
Look, that
part there.
For real. For real.
So, that's real talk. Appreciate you.
We'll see you this Saturday. Make sure you get, if you got any questions on the location, okay. Let us know. We'll make sure we get you that information, but I think I sent it to you. But if not, let us know, and I'll make sure we get you there ready to have fun, laugh, make the audience laugh, and do whatever you do. Do whatever it is that you do to make you laugh and make you feel comfortable as well. So I'm proud. I'm proud that you're going to be a part of our event. So I'm real proud.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
I'm taking y'all back to Richmond High School.
Ooh.
3013 Jim Lee Road.
Oh, Lord.
May 29th.
That's what's happening, huh?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Oliver. We will see you Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, Queen. So,
I think he's gonna be good. I'm ready. He gonna have some jokes about this interview and about that phone goddamn cutting up like it was. So I hope he go back and watch this video before Saturday. But I appreciate it. Like, to know that this was his first interview.
That's awesome.
This is our first brunch. So, like, hey, baby, come on, let's go.
Joe, you really wilding in the comments today.
You know, y'all, Joe is our the creator of Freedom Train Radio, him and Pat. Look, and really, look, the next brunch, we might need to have them on as the comedians, because them two together.
Man, shit. We might
be laughing all damn day long.
Man, Joe going to get out there and talk about some of the craziest shit. We might lose all our damn fans. The people going to be like, I ain't never know Joe was this damn nasty.
Oh, look at it. I'm ready. I'm talking about he ready for Saturday. Joe.
I'm telling you.
Joe, we ain't even going to let you in, Joe. We ain't even going to let you in the front door, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Joe, them people don't know you, Joe. They don't know you, Joe. They ain't ready. Joe said, I'm ready for Saturday. And he don't know that them people got to get ready for him.
I'm telling you. So, I'm ready. I'm excited. First time for everything. But yeah, it won't be the last. So, appreciate everybody that then bought a ticket so far. Like,
and if you all are still looking for tickets, the Eventbrite link is closed because I had to shut that down a couple days before the event. But tickets can still be purchased through our PayPal link. So if you want to continue to purchase any of the tickets, you can definitely do that. We're gonna use some of this video footage for promo. I wish it was the joke that Oliver was telling was clear, because it was a really funny joke. But yeah, I wish it was more clear, because we could have used that as a clip to use as promo. But I'm just ready for Saturday so we can get some good footage. It's gonna be a live show for us anyway. Everybody that's gonna be in the building, they get a live show viewing, and then we'll re-air the video at some point, like with some snips and clips. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, Saturday gonna be ready. Saturday gonna be so dope. Queen, what you got to tell? What's your closeout messages for me today, Queen?
Man, travel. Y'all, I just came back. 6 days. Baby. All I can say is stay positive. I mean, stay positive. I posted a video today talking about, because that was one of the topics we talked about during the while we was traveling this weekend. And that might be a question that could come up during the conversation on Saturday, why they say black, you know, us females, black females in particular, why we can't travel together. And I done heard a couple of females say that they rather travel with their husbands, their boyfriends. They don't like to travel with female friends and females because it's always something. As I said on that video, if you go to Queens Movement 1 on IG and listen to the video, it's nothing wrong with traveling with your significant others. You're supposed to travel with them. But us as women, and as men, and men too, need to separate, get with some female friends or people you don't even know, and travel the same thing with men, because it's just some certain stuff that you just can't experience with your significant other that you need to experience with females. And then it might not be that it's the females. It could be something rooted in you and the reason why you can't travel with females. You need to think about that as well. But stay positive. Man, look, these states are opening up. Still be careful with you out here traveling. No matter if you're traveling, no matter if you're going over here to the Walmart, the Publix, whatever you're going, still wear your mask. I don't even care if you're vaccinated. Still wear your mask. Mm-hmm. And man, look, y'all better be enjoying life. Life precious. This journey that's called life is very precious. You don't have time to be sitting on your behind being sad, because life will definitely pass you by. And I'm a living witness to that, for the simple fact I let some years pass me by and I missed out on some stuff. But baby, I'm here now. I'm manifesting these things that I want to do. And as I said earlier, I'm going to manifest it in my life, and I'm going to keep saying it so it can start manifesting in yours too. So
that's right.
Keep that positivity over your life. And man, watch how stuff work for you and stuff start moving when you speaking those positive words over yourself and over your household. Things start opening up for you. Trust me when I tell you that. I know. I'm a witness. I don't talk just to be talking. I talk because I didn't live the life experience of what I be talking about. So thank you. Appreciate you. I'll tell y'all about my trip like next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. We can talk about that at the brunch too. But and because it is important to travel, it is important to it's fun to travel. And if you don't have a significant other while you're traveling, or if you do decide, because it's also my point, what I'm about to say is this: if you're not traveling with a group of women or you're not traveling with your significant other, there's nothing wrong with traveling alone. There are times when you need just time for yourself, or you need to get away just to be with you. So you know, it's okay. Don't ever feel guilty about taking some time for yourself. My piece for the day is always remember to put self first sometime, because especially I think a lot of us forget when you're so used to taking care of people. For me personally, I know that I'm the oldest of 10 children, and then I went into having children as well. So you never really take a lot of time to think about yourself and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think if you take a few steps back and say, this week I haven't done anything for me, I haven't put myself first once, that's a problem. So at least take some time for you during that week so that you can continue to be a better person for the people who you're taking care of, because without you, it's going to be harder for them to do them. So if you need a trip for that, take a trip. But like Queen said, traveling in groups, going out with queens, other women, traveling with other men, because we know men travel together. We know women travel together. But there are times when people travel and they get into spits and spats. And I would definitely say, before you do that, just observe and make sure the people you are traveling with have some like-minded ideals about what you want to do.
I ain't scared to take risks. And I'm not scared to take risks, because traveling is about new experiences, new adventures, experiencing new things and different things. Something that you probably, like we zipline. I have ziplined before, but that was over 20 some years ago when I was in high school and went to Puerto Rico. But ziplining across all of these goddamn people that's on this strip, and baby, look, your girl went across that zip line, and this is what I was saying. Polk County in the motherfucking house. We up in Vegas, baby. What we doing? Queen C up off in this mug, baby. What? Play with. It's like, look, I was going across that thing screaming everything from Polk County, Tallahassee in the house, Queen doing it.
Get on them.
Everything, baby. Because I was just so, like, the adrenaline rush going across. They wouldn't let me wear my recorded glasses, because baby,
you could have dropped them.
I could have dropped them, but the next time I go, I already got a plan for that. I'm gonna put them around my neck.
Yeah, strap them on. Yeah,
strap them on. But I'm telling you, it was y'all. Live life, man. Live life. That's just what it's about, and not just you by yourself, but your children. You just got to live life. We've been in this house for a year now. Stuff opening up. And you don't have to take no. This is one thing that you don't have to do. You don't have to be having to try to take no lavish trips to Puerto Rico, Dubai. It's so much stuff to see right here in the United States. So much. all you got to do is do your research. Google is your friend. Trust and believe. So, man, look, just do you. Like Queen say, put you first. You have to put yourself first to make sure that everybody else okay. But you got to make sure that you okay first before you can even help somebody else. If you ain't okay, you can't help nobody if you ain't okay.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah, so put yourself first. And even if you can't go nowhere but the Panama City, Destin, Jacksonville, those little surrounding areas, it's something to do there just to get your mind, to clear your mind and to, you know, get your thought pattern back together and what you want to do, your dreams, your goals, and just do it.
And make the most of it. Make the most of any trip. Like, I think that anytime you take some time away, you're supposed to make the most of any of that. Like, seriously, it's wonders everywhere. You, when you pull out your video, like, just stop using your phone to look into your phone. Use that camera and just detail some of the scenery around you. You will find that a lot of the things that you are around are things that you've missed, just like misfortunes. It's beautiful. And when I went to, I hadn't been to Mariana Caverns in like forever. And I went back and I was like,
wow. Yeah.
I never paid attention to any of this before. So, you know, it's just certain things that you miss. It's so many misfortunes out there that we've traveled to, but we were more concerned with the bigger things than the things that actually equal and quantify life and what life is about. So just take some time to pay attention to the things around you. It's so much beauty in all of it. So I thank y'all so much for tuning in today. We appreciate all the funny, crazy people that commented.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Freedom Team podcast members, y'all, you know what, Joe E. I love y'all because y'all would keep a sister laughing, boy. Y'all would keep, especially Joe, you just ignorant.
Yeah. Just,
but let me tell y'all something about Joe now. Joe have you laughing, but Joe smart as hell.
Oh, he's very and serious.
And very serious and very like can put you up on some real. Everybody on the Freedom Train Network can put you on some real stuff, but Joe is hilarious also, y'all. So we got to have Joe come on the show one day.
I'm gonna let Joe do some commentary at the event on Saturday. I know he'll get up there and talk some shit. So I'm gonna put him up there, throw him up there and talk to the women. But I don't know, because Joe get a little shy around the women.
Oh my God, Joe.
You get a little timid. Joe, I'm talking about you and you're not coming out saying anything.
Yeah, he ain't type nothing.
No. I know you're out there, Joe. We love y'all though. We love you. We like
you. There you go.
He don't know. What he said?
I'm a player.
There you go. Show it, Joe. Bring them player skills to the event. I can't wait to see it. We love y'all though. We'll see y'all this Saturday. We'll be looking out for everybody, y'all. So if I know some people gonna want to do last minute pop-ups this Saturday. It's gonna be the same amount at the door. It's not going up.
It ain't going up.
We not those type of people. We like good times, not times to make you broke. So we love to see y'all Saturday though. Pop up and see us. Thank y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. And we like y'all. We appreciate y'all. Joe, I've been a player since 1989.
Why 89 though, Joe? Why 89?
It rhymes. Y'all take care.
Bye.